You are listening to Journeys on Revolution Radio on freedomslips.com and simulcast with wolfspiritradio.com. Join JP, your tour guide today, on this journey of discovery from the known to the unknown in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth. Greetings. I am speaking from the north of Scotland. Yes, in the not particularly United Kingdom. Welcome. Finally, the weather's cleared a little bit. And, well, at least it hasn't rained today. We're having some major July weather. It's been raining all over Britain. And I don't know whether that's to hide what's been going on in space. I've no idea. We know that things have been moving around up there. And we've certainly had a major blast of solar flares over the weekend. We've had some X-class solar flares, which are very, very major. And, And we also have had to deal with some really pretty strange weather. Now, whether the weather is being generated like that, maybe it's been moved around. I did hear about a company that was saying that it was going to make sure that the weather is clear for London for the Olympic Games. So there's a complete admission of geoengineering for you, if you're wondering if chemtrails or cloud seeding trails or geoengineering is a reality. It is a reality, and there are companies that are offering the service, as it were. So, this evening, first of all, I've got a few things to say first, and if you want to call in later, in about 10-15 minutes time, I'm willing to do some free ray readings. Now, normally I do ray readings for people. It's a 90-minute session, and you get a recording and la di da di da di da di da, and it's a personal thing. So it deals with your personality, your rays, and your soul, and things like that. On a show, people can dial in, and they can have their rays read by me. It will give you an insight into the order of things in terms of what's the most important thing. From my particular perspective and perspective of the ancient teachings, it's about getting it in order, which is that the soul kind of trumps your personality. So whatever your personality is trying to do, that's your ego, and that's your personality life, your personal life, the people around you and all that stuff. But your soul is the inner spark, which is giving you the neat inspirations that you're getting, however you deal, decide to deal with those. So I'm going to say some things. I'd like to talk a little bit about Wolf Spirit Radio. We've had some a little bit of an issue, really, because we supported Bill Brockbrader, and we had him on the roster of hosts. He was doing what he was doing, basically. And somebody came along and said, "He's not a real SEAL. How can he make these claims? And he's defaming me." Now, how that convoluted mind got to somebody on the radio say, talking about their experiences, and how that became defamation, it's up to a very, very convoluted mind to create that kind of idea. And without insulting anybody on the air, it's very spurious, this accusation. However, he's filed a lawsuit in Tampa, Florida, and it's across the country. It's 3,000 miles away from Nevada, or maybe 2,500, whatever. It's on the other side of the states, and we run on a shoestring. Dave is a retired army officer, and doesn't receive that much of a brilliant pension. He's got his animals to look after. He's got a vast number of animals there he takes care of, and he also finances the running of All Spirit Radio. This lawsuit threatens to take away Dave's home, his livelihood, and all of that for supporting somebody who's speaking their truth. So that's the principle of it. What we need, and it would be lovely to manifest this very quickly, so that we can have this done and dusted and we don't have to worry. You know, a 70-year-old man doesn't have to worry about having his possessions taken away from him, and his livelihood and his life and all of that. It would be great if we could find an attorney who can represent us in Florida. So if anybody knows, or knows somebody who knows, or knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who is an attorney in Tampa, Florida, we're willing to pay good rates, but if they want to offer us a discount, that would be great. Please get in touch with Dave Corso at wolfspiritradio.com. That's the this is the address for Dave, and it's PIGRADIO2. That's PIGRADIO2 at air-internet.com. That's AIR-internet.com. Now I'm going to put that into the Revolution Radio chat room and also the Wolf Spirit Radio chat room. But due to a technical difficulty, you probably won't be able to get to Wolf Spirit Radio chat room. There is a temporary chat room that I've created. I made it a few months ago, but it will be. We will be fixing up the site. We hopefully get it done. Up and running by tomorrow evening, but the site is currently down. We've got a mismatch in PHP and Apache servers and requirements and all this stuff, so we're waiting for GoDaddy to catch up with us and upgrade their Apache so that our Silverstripe will work. Long technical details, boring, but essentially we're not able to offer you the Wolf Spirit Radio website at the moment. But if you go to wolfspiritradio.com/combinechats.htm. Somebody answer that phone, thank you. combinechats, combine chats, which will get you into the Wolf Spirit Radio chat room, plus a couple of others. And there is also a way to click on one of the icons there, and it will bring Wolf Spirit Radio up into your default player. Otherwise, although we are simulcasting at the moment, you can go to wowwowwow.freedomslips.com, or is it freedomslips.com? Who knows? freedomslips.com/newchat, newchat, /live.htm. And you can join me in the chat room there with, who's here? Nighthawk, SJ, Robear, Willpower, Wolfo, Heavy Mass Objects, Mystic, Rackmeister, and Shap. So, good evening and greetings, everybody. I'm willing to take calls, but apparently there is an answer machine on. If anybody can release that answer machine, and that should bring the call straight into this chat here. Yes, there is no. Yeah, the Wolf Spirit Radio is not blocked. It's there's a problem with the server, and it's nothing to do with being hacked or anything like that. It's just the various upgrades didn't catch up with each other. So that's the problem. So Wolf Spirit Radio is down. But as I said, if you go to wolfspiritradio.com/combinedchats.htm, you should be able to join us in the chat room there. So the station is fine. We are being upgraded, and it will be fixed in due course. Hopefully before tonight, because we've got quite a few radio shows to do. I will be able to fake it if not, but I haven't had time to do it because it only just appears to have happened, and I didn't have time to recode some of the pages on the site so that we could get by with this. Anyway, welcome to Journeys. What are we going to be talking about tonight? Well, I was going to take calls. And that's probably... oh, yeah, is there a buzzing noise? So there is a buzzing noise that appears to be coming off my microphone on the Wolf Spirit site. It might be due to some earth problem. It's been a really weird electrical day today. The water heater stopped working, so I took apart the little switch that controls it. And I looked inside, and it was all black and gunky, and it's like the whole thing had melted down. It was rather horrid looking, and so it's taken me till 6 o'clock this evening to actually get hot water to have a shower, and long story, boring story again. But so there's been lots of technical issues today. So I've no idea about the buzzing sound. I hope to be able to fix that in due course. But it seems to be coming through one set of channels of my mixing desk, but not the other set, so who knows what's going on. You're just going to have to bear with it. Or go to freedomslips.com and you'll be able to hear the non-buzzing version. I think I can hear a buzzing sound. We have just had a wind turbine installed into the field next door, so I hope that's not going to be affecting my radio broadcast ability. Let me check my microphone there. Right, where are we? So, no calls. Yes, it's a electric current buzz. No calls, nobody can get through to me. I'm just going to have to talk about stuff. Yes. So, regarding the lawsuit, it's put out by a man called Don Shipley, who, when I looked at the Wolf Spirit Radio chat room on Facebook page, he'd posted some rather insulting and curse words that you wouldn't hear on Revolution Radio. In the Facebook page, I had to delete them because they were very offensive. He doesn't seem to be the most pleasant man in the universe. And what he's done is for promoting Bill's Bill Wood. All right, so a few months ago, Bill Wood had a show on Wolf Spirit Radio, and Shipley contacted Dave Corso, saying, take this guy off, he's a liar, he's defaming me, and if you don't, I will sue you. Dave said, no, he's not a liar, and I support him. And so he started to sue him. There's no foundation for what he's saying, but basically what he's saying is that Bill's not a real seal. The gist of it is, Bill's not a real seal, and I'm training people to be to do the SEAL training, and he's taking business away from me because he's claiming to be a SEAL. Now, Bill was a secret SEAL. So that's all. He wasn't in the regular roster of Navy SEALs, so
a long story. It's very involved. It's very military. I don't know very much about that kind of stuff. But that was the general gist of it, is that because Bill's not a real SEAL, if you don't take off if you don't take him off your radio station, I'm going to sue you. So they didn't. Supporting Bill in truth. We support the truth here at All Spirit Radio and in Revolution Radio. So he's decided to carry on and sue Dave and All Spirit Radio and Bill and some other bloke. And it's all very weird. But what it means is that we need to have an attorney represent us in Tampa, Florida. Now, if anybody knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who's an attorney in the Tampa, Florida area, please would you get in touch? And there are many ways of getting in touch with Dave, even through the chat room at Wall Street Radio. You can probably leave a message using the private messaging facility, even Chango. There's also pigradio2@airinternet.com. That's PIGRADIO2, number 2, at AIR-internet.com. Okay. Sometimes we say there's no proper course of action for saying what's happening. Yeah, it is, as we say, B.S. He's going to have to prove financial loss. That's right, Walker. I don't know you had a Wolf. So this is a very interesting little turnaround. It's a distraction. As far as I'm concerned, it's just a distraction, and it's probably supported by the powers that be to try and take the energy away, the enthusiasm that we're building up at Wolf Spirit Radio. It's a really great station. I'm very proud to be part of and founder member of. It's something that's really given my life purpose. I feel like I've got reason to roll myself out of bed in the morning. So, yes, it's still routing to the message phone. Now, if you wish to contact me and you have Skype and you would like a free ray reading or even just to talk about stuff, you can contact me on Skype. My name on Skype is jeremy.perron, P-E-R-R-O-N, Jeremy, J-E-R-E-M-Y. I'm probably the only Jeremy Perron in UK. You'll find maybe one or two others in Quebec, but that's it. Right. Wolf, you've got some suggestions. It would be great if you could get hold of Dave and send them to him. On Skype, he's wolfspirit.switchboard, and you can drop a couple of messages in there. That would be a great thing to do. So, we have no call-in number. Dave is busy doing the thing, so I'm not going to be able to use the Wolf Spirit switchboard either. Yes, that's also a very good point. Vobear has just suggested that we have a daily disclaimer saying the opinions and information provided by hosts do not reflect those of owners and managers of the station. That is a very good idea. So we'll probably take that on. I'll make up a little jingle. So that's the gist of the need that we have. We also therefore need to pay this attorney, because attorneys never do anything for nothing. Although if pro bono comes out and they wish to contribute to one of the most truthful radio stations on the internet, you can help us by donating using the donate button, which is on Wolf Spirit Radio's website, which of course is currently down. But in the course of the next few weeks, please do use the donate button. You can send money to Dave himself. If you don't like to use PayPal, you can send him a check or whatever through the Wolf Spirit Radio switchboard. idea. So it would be nice if anybody can get in touch with me. It's 20 past. Ah, I have.
A new contact request. Maybe this is somebody who knows.
Ah, this is Warfare. Yes, hello. Okay, so do you want to call in? Yeah.
Oh, wrong one.
So, without further ado, I would like to, I haven't got anything to... What am I talking about without further ado? I haven't got anything. We were talking earlier about the solar flares and the effect that they were having on people. On Tracy Kennedy's show, Turtle Island News, it was very interesting about some of the effects that people have found, and it's all to do with melatonin and serotonin and those brain chemicals, which are to do with magnetic fields. It seems that the magnetic fields of the sun are disrupting the melatonin and serotonin production of the brain. Usually we have weak magnetic fields which will turn these switches on and off. So it's essentially like, you know, you're walking, you're dealing with something that's got a tiny little magnetic field detector in it, and then you're walking past a massive transformer or something like that. If you remember last week's show, we were talking with Jack. And we were talking about there are magnetic particles in our hand, and also synapses in our hands and in our feet and all in various parts of our body. Okay, I'm going to bring in this caller, and this is Robert. Hello, Robert. No, you're Worf. Worf, how do you pronounce this?
Worf Po.
Worf Poe. Hello, yeah, how are you?
I'm a host here on Revolution Radio.
Oh, excellent.
Freedomslip.com.
Excellent. Hello, how are you doing?
All right. So you're over there in Scotland, eh?
That's right. Oh, you must be Canadian, eh?
No. I'm in Southern California.
Oh, right. Well, you must have had some of that canola juice today. How are you doing, mate?
Pretty good. So what is this the reading you were talking about?
All right. One of the things that I do on my Sunday shows and in general in life as well is I do what are called intuitive soul readings. That basically we're all made of energy. That energy comes in different frequencies. You know, it's all frequency. Everything's frequency. Most people are getting into this idea that everything's energy and therefore everything's frequency, and the frequency of our soul and our personality is something that comes through us and reflects in our personality world. So the way you appear to people, the way you think about things is about the ray of your mental body, the way you feel about things, the ray of your emotional body, the way you do things physically is the ray of your physical body. And essentially I do a very short reading on the air where I talk to people about their soul and their personality, because this is the main conflict that people have in their lives is between their soul and their personality. And the personality often expresses as the ego when it's gone mad, or as the way you deal with other people's opinions of you, and the way that you appear to people, and also certain skills. So because the personality is in an ideal world is in service to the soul, so it's like the instrument of the soul to express on the earth. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So basically, I ask people to talk for a little while, a minute or so, and being a radio host, I'm sure you'll be able to talk for plenty a while. Let me tell you all about you.
Sure. Let me see here. I live in three different cities. I live in San Diego, Los Angeles, and Tijuana. I got a couple shows here on Revolution Radio. Wednesdays 8 to 10 is the Art of Dreaming. Wednesdays from midnight to 1 is the Dr. Hemmingson's News of the Weird and the Weirder. And on Sundays, noon to 1 is Worf Poe's Short Story Hour, where I read either stories I've written or other people have written, you know, just sort of like, you know, science fiction, entertainment, or whatever.
Great.
Let's see, what else?
So that's fine. I've gotcha. Okay, so basically the way I do it is to use dowsing, which is a using muscle checking. Have you heard of that?
No, I never have.
Okay, if you can Google kinesiology, K-I-N-E-S.
I've heard of that. Kinesiology. Yeah.
Kinesiology, where they you hold out your arm and you press down on the arm. And you heard about that?
Oh yeah.
Well, I do a kind of compacted form of that using my hands. If you join your left thumb and pinky together, that forms a circuit. And if you're connected in with truth, that circuit will be strong. And so to try and push your fingers apart with the other hand. And if you're not in truth, your fingers will come apart. It's to do with a chi circuit in your body.
Okay.
And so basically I tune in and it's like going, you know, checking against the piano. You know, somebody sings a note and you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, oh, that's the note you're doing. Yeah, that's essentially what I'm doing, is going through the different notes seeing which one matches. And What I've picked up from you is that you have the monad along the second ray of love wisdom. So the monad is the high spirit, the great spirit, as the natives call it, and it's an expression of love. It's like the natural intent, your first intent, your biggest intent is to be loving, is to bring people together, to end wars, to have high education, to have energies of peace and brotherhood amongst, well, wherever you are. That's your kind of prime intent. Next on down is your soul ray. The soul ray is the one that gives you kind of, you could say it's your vocation, but it's essentially like your life purpose ray. The monad is like the purpose of all of your lives, past, present, and future. So the soul ray is the ray of your particular life purpose, and it's often known as the vocational ray. It's like if you were to strive to be the best person that you are, that would be expressing your soul ray through your personality energies and through your physical body. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. So your soul ray is among the seventh ray of ceremonial order or magic. That's a common now. It's becoming more and more common because this is the new influx of souls that's coming in for what we call the Aquarian Age. The Piscean Age had sixth ray soul energy incarnation. So basically, you know, you've got vast swathes of humans incarnating, and in the last 2,000 or so years, they were coming in with the sixth ray soul, and that created a mess that the world is in at the moment, because of the energy of the sixth ray has been twisted and perverted and all of that stuff. So we're now coming in with a very fresh new wave of seventh ray souls, and the seventh ray started. I've met seventh ray souls who are like 60, 70 years old. You know that it's coming in very slowly. It's started out as a trickle, but is now much of a torrent. From what I can hear, could I say you're in your 40s?
Yes, I am.
And so you were born in the that might be born in the 70s, which will mean that you're.
No, I was born in 66.
66. Oh, right, you're the late 40s. Right, okay. You know this the fifth dimension song called The Age of Aquarius.
Oh yeah, I know that.
Yeah, it says the darling. Well, this is you're part of the Age of Aquarius. Your soul is from the future, and so when you grew up, you probably would have had a sense of this is not right. Things should be different to this. This is all out of order. Everything's backwards, upside down. This is because your perception of the world coming from some of a more ideally oriented world, you have more of a sense of it's why is everybody I'm trying to think of the sort of questions that the seventh round was asked about six, right? That there's essentially a transition going on, and you're part of the next wave rather than the old wave. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, actually it does.
Okay. What's the meaning of the seventh ray? What it represents, or what the quality of this ray is? It's not like it represents anything. That's what it is. The name for it is ceremonial order. Now that might not mean very much, but. I'll break it down further, and that the ray of ceremonial order is about a sense of spontaneity in worship. If you are going to do any worship, which is again, the worship is a sixth ray thing. The seventh ray is not about worship, but knowing. It's not about belief. It's about knowledge. It's about gathering the facts, knowing our history. And behaving accordingly. So there's a new morality that is coming up. So you may have not particularly related to the old forms of morality, thinking maybe some of these are a bit out of date. And certainly there are dogmatic forms of authority which you'll certainly have really railed against because they're essentially do as you're told kind of things. True Aquarian age people are what would in the old days be called rather anarchic. They're much rather organize something themselves rather than having something organized for them. Is that any sense to you?
Yes.
Mm. So, the ray of the seventh ray has qualities of magic associated with it. Now, magic is, as we know now, magic is all about technology. You may even be one of those people who enjoy looking behind the scenes at magic shows. How did they do that? There's a marvelous film called The Prestige. Have you seen The Prestige?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, so that sort of thing. And I don't remember in the film he had this mechanism with all these springs and coils and things that was hidden behind his jacket, and he just looked normal, just looked like a normal jacket, but inside there was all this mechanism which caused the bird's cage to collapse and him to pull the bird out and all that stuff. Do you remember that bit?
Yeah, but I like the other thing that Tesla made for him.
Oh, yes.
The clone machine or whatever.
Yeah, David Bowie.
Yes, David Bowie as Tesla. Great casting.
Excellent. He really did it well as well. Although he's put on a bit of weight. He's a bit jowly for, Bowie used to be really quite skinny, but and like Tesla was quite a skinny guy.
I haven't seen him lately. I saw his son's movie. His son made that movie, Moon.
Mm.
You see it? It's about clones.
Mm. Is that David Bowie's son?
Yeah, his son co-wrote and directed it.
Oh, fantastic. I love that film.
So we know who financed the film. Dad financed the film, but, that's all right.
Yeah, well, there's a film. Now, that is a very interesting film because the idea of mining helium-3 has only just been coming out into the open world recently. We found helium-3 in the moon rock. So who's to say that it hasn't been being mined for a long time? and that film was actually a, you know, like a documentary.
People like John Lear and Bob Dean say, you know, we already got those mining facilities up there.
Yeah. Iron Sky. Have you seen Iron Sky?
I did see Iron Sky. I thought it was silly. I couldn't get through the whole thing. I mean, it started off pretty interesting, but then it just kind of dove into like a B-grade, you know, slow budget science fiction movie.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So the connection here is Helium 3. That when they got onto the moon, they saw these massive tanks, all with H3 on them. You know, or HE3. Describing. So it's also implying that the Nazis were also mining Helium 3 on the moon. Whatever they're going to do with that. So, back to your rays. Because we were talking about technologies and hidden technologies and magic. And so, people like Penn and Teller, who sort of give away how certain tricks are done, because it's just conjuring, and you know, they're just basic tricks. They're the sort of things that probably appeal to you. You know, like how things are done. There's also, right, well, the seventh ray connects sex, so because seventh ray rules the sacral center, which is, you know, our generation, our relationships, this may, you know, this may be again, this is maybe something that you grew up with, a sense that, you know, the way we relate with each other is not right. And perhaps you may have been involved in human rights organizations or something like that. That's kind of campaigning. And the relationship between sex and money is an interesting thing. And, we're now going to go into the personality ray, because you've got a personality ray that is along the lines of the third ray. Now, for a radio show host, that's great, because it means you can talk very well. Your communication. It's the ray of the Holy Spirit. It's the ray of the communicator. Also, perhaps a good listener. that depends, you know, how much... Because people with third rays can have a really strong ego, which then talks all the time, but doesn't listen very well. But if your communication is working correctly, you're listening as well as communicating. So presumably when you have guests and things here, you're able to ask them very insightful questions that other people aren't able to ask them. Is that right?
Yeah, that seems to be what my guests say usually. They say, well, you ask different questions than most hosts do.
Yeah, excellent. And one of the expressions of a 7-3, which is how we call it, or a 2-7-3. We always say that the highest energy goes first. So the energy of the monad, which is the great spirit, is the first one that's spoken about. The energy of the soul is the second one, and the energy of the personality comes third. And that's what we call a ray package. Often the monad is not spoken about, so we often talk about just the soul and the personality. So when I say a 7-3, that's what I'm referring to. You're referring to a seventh ray soul and third ray personality. Within your growth, you will have probably moved away from third ray activities as a kind of mainstay. And, well, basically around the time of the mid-30s, the sort of 35 or so, you have this thing that people generally call the midlife crisis. And what happens at that time is that the focus is drawn away from your personality world, and your soul starts to seep into the gaps. And so you may have been... perhaps peripatetic, you know, you go around here, there and everywhere. Sounds like you still do. But you'll also be getting the urge to build things and make a mark on this, on the land, being part of either part of groups or, you know, wanting to kind of settle somehow or build or institute something. Is anything? Am I anywhere near you?
Yeah, somewhat. I just became a first-time father in my 40s.
Right.
My child's 16 months years old, so, you know, I'm thinking in that the building sort of thing, you know. Everything relates to her now instead of just me.
Uh-huh. Bless.
So it's funny how you mentioned a relationship between sex and money. I actually did my PhD in cultural anthropology, 2 years of research with sex workers in Tijuana, and comparing their conditions to, say, sex workers in the United States. By sex workers, of course, prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always been a...
Oh, I've lost you.
What did you say? A few moments of whatever.
Sorry, could you say that again? Yeah. I lost you for a few seconds there.
Oh, that's always fascinated me, the whole business of money in exchange for, you know, a couple of moments of providership, as they call it.
Providership, right. Okay.
And how, you know, various things relate. A lot of us are prostitutes in a way. I've certainly prostituted myself in Hollywood, writing some things I didn't want to write, but I did it for money. I don't know. Anyway, I was just, you know, interested. Interesting that you had that connection there.
Yes. Well, for instance, one of my best friends here, definitely my best friend here, has the 7 and 3 raise, and part of his thing, I mean, when he was young, he was a wheeler dealer, you know, because the third raise also governs business, so you might be trading things, buying and selling, and doing all that kind of, you know, being clever with money. And he was a property sales, and then there was Black Friday, and, you know, people were starting to commit suicide because of the financial things, and he, you know, it just blew him away. He couldn't, his heart couldn't take that anymore, you know, because you have to basically BS people in order to sell them things, and he couldn't do that anymore. And this is part of his midlife crisis, is moving away from trying to persuade people, talk people into things, by getting things into the right order. And what he did is he actually started a local currency. And we've been enjoying this local currency that he started for the last 14 years. I helped him to put the thing together. One of the projects that I have at the moment is, I'm looking for coders and people who can do PHP and MySQL, is to create that as an online version so that people can use it for trading on a local basis. So basically creating local money.
Is it backed by anything?
Say again, is it what?
Is it backed by any precious metals or what?
No, it's only backed by the work that people do.
Okay.
So I do you an hour of work, and so you write me a check for that hour. And so all currency is created by work.
I remember hearing you talking about this somewhere else now, probably on Wolf Spirit.
Yeah. Yeah, I've spoken, you know, I bang on about it quite a lot, really.
Okay, yeah, I remember hearing about this.
Yeah. And it's marvelous. You know, I got my jacket repaired, and, you know, I bought a ton of wood with it for our stove. So it's pretty difficult to use local currency to buy things like gasoline and food from the supermarket. But there are local markets that accept it, local farmers that accept local currency, and of course people who are cutting wood will also work with it. We have a particularly active member who is our local woodcutter And he goes around. He's got a tractor. He doesn't have a car. He hasn't got a license. He hasn't got a car. He's got a tractor, and he drives it everywhere, you know, like, just like a car. Massive thing. Right. Big old. It's an old one. Yeah, it's an old clunky tractor. But he's got a trailer on it with a little jack on it, and so he'll come and drop you off some wood. But you have to pay him cash for the diesel.
Okay.
But, yes. Ah, yes, Ithaca. I've heard of Ithaca Hours. Yes, and that is an hour-based local system. We are using here what would be known as a fiat-based, which means that it's based on the pound. So our unit of currency is roughly equal to a pound. The British pound, the UK pound, which is like $1.40 or something, $1.50. And basically people trade in about an equivalent of pounds. But the very interesting thing, the thing I love about local lets is whenever you're trying to negotiate some prices with somebody, what they'll do is you negotiate upwards. When you're dealing with money, everybody is trying to grab money. And you negotiate downwards. You say, oh, I'll offer you 50 quid for that. And they say, oh, no, give me 60. But it goes the other way with lets. Some people say, oh, you know, how much is that? And they'll say, oh, 10 lets. Well, I'll give you 15 for it. You know, it's an abundance consciousness. And because it's a credit-based economy, the more credit you put into it, the more credit there is. There's no debt. We call it debit, you know, just minus, just going into minus. And there's no penalty for being in minus, and there's no benefit to being in plus. The only benefit is to actually be over a certain limit that we stop people from trading too much one way or the other according to their ability to trade. So the more trade you do, the greater this limit is. And I've gotten up to a limit now of something like 3,000 lets. So if I had 3,000 lets in my account, I could spend 6,000 lets and go right the other way. If you see what I mean?
Okay, I see.
It's a sort of expanding exchange limit. And that has worked for us. It really does work. So, excuse me, but I gave that gave me an excuse to talk about local currencies, but. That's one of the things that you may be interested in, as holding those rays is the relationship between people and money, and to put that into right order.
Right, yeah.
Has that issue come up at all? I mean, obviously you had your PhD, but in your life, do you see yourself, or do you experience yourself trying to write those relationships?
Yes, I do. And the whole concept of money fascinates me. You know, just the fact that, say, our U.S. dollars are not barely worth the paper that they're printed on, and So in this local currency, is there a risk of anyone getting it all, becoming rich, the tyrant, the banker?
Well, no, because, like I said, there's no advantage to holding on to lets. And this is where another difference between lets and fiat money is that because there's no advantage to storing them up, in fact, we were even thinking about introducing a demurrage system whereby if people hold on to any lets for any particular amount of time, it just gets put back into the community, because essentially what they're doing is damming up the river. They're blocking the flow, and the best place to be is towards the zero mark. It's like this. It's like Monopoly. You know, when you pass go, you get £200. There's something magical about passing the zero. You know, spending from plus to minus, minus to plus to minus, minus. To keep around that zero point, there is some energy that the system loves, or that the universe loves, and it kind of rewards you Now, I've been at that place for a while ago, but now I also accept lets for my for the work that I do. I've got quite a lot of lets. I'm locally a rich man, but in the traditional sense of having money in the bank account, I haven't got a penny. Really, not a penny. And you know, you might have even heard me talk about how little I have and how I managed to survive using a combination of lets and manifestation and just sheer good luck over the last 10 years. I think the universe wanted to illustrate something and create some kind of principle that it wanted me to talk about in my radio shows, which it put me into in the last couple of years. But the so we have a way to survive through periods of no money, and because we need to trade, you know, it's a human need. You know, nobody can do everything. Nobody can be completely self-sufficient. If you have a small community and you trade in, I mean, a lot of people. There are a lot of people who say, "Oh, in an ideal world, you don't need to have lets even. You know, you just do things for people because out of the goodness of your heart." That would be great, but not everybody is able to stand up in that way. Not everybody's been given an inheritance or anything like that. It's using lets is a way of not only to create local currency, but to educate people, because when you have people who live in this city, they understand money. Once you get it, it's really, really very simple. And you understand money, and you also understand the fraud that we've been subject to in the what we call the money world that is now coming out. You know, we're seeing Jamie Dimon and Bob Diamond. I don't know if they're both called Diamond. Diamond geezers. Not so. About the fraud that they've been price fixing and rate fixing, and that people have committed suicide because of the rates that they've fixed at. They have been committing financial terrorism, and they need to be stopped. And it's the seventh ray people who are going to be doing this, because also seventh ray is about law. Being order. Often you'll have. Your rays would also be good for somebody who had to speak the law, who had to interpret law, like an attorney or something like that. So how have I been doing? How many hit points have I managed?
Oh, about 8 out of 10. That's pretty good.
Very good. Not bad. So, where are we? So, I'm talking about the hijacker. I spoke to him a few months ago.
The hijacker's next. Maybe he'll be talking about the heavy mass object. That seems to be the topic of everyone lately.
Oh, really?
The Nibiru coming in?
Ah, yeah. Well, I had a vision a few years ago about something very large, made of iron, an enormous magnet that passed by the earth, and I saw these little particles that went from the earth to the object, and I heard in my head the word iron filings, and I was looking at, I was thinking, like, on this scale I could easily be looking, these particles could easily be like aircraft carriers or airplanes or something like that. So make sure that you're not attached to anything that's made of iron when this thing comes past. And when's the estimate of this thing coming past?
I have no idea. Apparently there's rumors going around the talk radio shows that this guy John Moore, I don't know if you know him, he says he got credible information that the military is going to start evacuating the west and east coasts of essential personnel within the next 6 or 7 weeks, because they're expecting this thing to fly by and wreak havoc on our gravity and our whatever.
There was an article that came out yesterday. Some Columbia University scientists are saying that the orbit of the Earth and the Moon has changed in the last 6 months and isn't acting correctly. That's why we're having weird weather. With a theory that maybe this heavy mass object has affected our orbital structure.
Wow. Now that's very interesting. I noticed in the last couple of years that the North Pole, I live very far north, I live in northern Scotland, 57 degrees north, and the North Star, Polaris, has, to me, in my perception, moved south.
Mm-hmm.
And the Inuit, who are probably the most northerly tribe that we have on this planet, have also noticed that their summer days are now 2 hours long instead of 1 hour. So anyway, thank you very much. That's the end of our.
The end of it. Well, hopefully, Hijacker will continue with this heavy mass object.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I look forward to listening to that. Thank you very much for calling in. It's been great to talk to you. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in, everybody. Wolf Spirit Radio will be back online certainly by tomorrow, hopefully by later. Do come along to the combined chats. Thank you very much. This was Journeys with JP. Good night.
Revolution Radio.